This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, November 29. Coming soon, the return of the King. Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 21. He who was seated on the throne said, "Behold, I am making everything new." In December 2003, the long-awaited third installment of the Lord of the Rings movies was released in theaters. It seemed wonderful and fitting that millions of people in the season approaching Christmas were making plans for the return of the King. In the New Testament, the word for throne shows up 62 times, including 47 times in the book of Revelation. This is a book of thrones, crowns, kings, ruling, and reigning. Some evil figures sit on or claim thrones, but the throne of God is the source of unmatchable power and judgment. And at the same time, it is the center of glorious worship. Much of the book of Revelation depicts struggle and chaos unleashed on the earth. Yet, we always see this guiding image. The throne is not empty. Jesus, the one seated on the throne, is both tremendously powerful, but also incomparably loving. On the throne of God is the Lord Almighty, the King of Kings, who's also the Savior of the world. And he says, "Look, I'm making everything new." Today, on the first Sunday of Advent, we're making plans for the return of the King as we head into the Christmas season. One day, Jesus will come to wipe away all the sad things of this world. The King of Kings will have his rule fully recognized throughout all creation.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.